In today's episode, we are going to be talking about five things that all women need to hear right now. Like, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, what place in life you are. These are five things that I think that no matter what is going to be a blessing to you in this season. So make sure you join me on this podcast and I will see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finance, where we are talking to women all over the world about those three things, because I believe that this is just what God has given me in this season to be talking about. I am enjoying this ride. I'm enjoying being able to do these podcasts, not only for me, but for those of you who are listening. Thank you for those of you who have been rocking with me, no matter how long it has been. You are here in purpose and on purpose, and for that, I thank you. I also thank you that for those of you who have made the donations, no matter how big or small, you have been an absolute blessing to us here with Faith, Focus, and Finances, and especially to me, your sister girl, because again, this is what's going to help this podcast get to more people, I think impact more lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are talking today about five things women need to hear right now. Right here, right now, on today or tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast, you need to hear these five things. You know, there are many times when I'm trying to think about what areas God wants me to speak about in the podcast. I say that all the time. And today it was several things. And I was thinking, man, should I make a podcast out of each of these things? Or should I just write down the things that I feel like I need to say? Well, needless to say, we're getting five different things in one podcast because I think that this is an area, what we need to hear right now, I think is something that will be advantageous to you and I think can help you in many areas in your life, whether you're dealing with something in your faith, whether you're dealing with something in your focus, which is your mindset, or whether it's dealing with something in your finances. You want to make a shift. You want to make a shift. Now, I really am making sure that you understand that there is no particular order to these five things that I have. Matter of fact, the fifth thing that I wrote down that I have right now is actually going to be the first thing that I start with, because I was saying to myself as I was going down the list and I was just kind of writing down what I feel like God was giving me. This was the thing that I really kind of started with, but it kind of left me. But it nevertheless, I feel like I'm stalling. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Number one. Things that we need to hear right now. One of the first things that I think that you need to hear, and I have a picture of one of you out there, my sister friends, I know this is going to be a blessing to you, is letting some stuff go. That's the first thing that you need to hear right now. There's some stuff that we just need to let go of, right? And I really think that as we get to our older age, which is every second of the day, we're getting to an older age. But as you get into your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, beyond, we're getting towards, as I like to give the analogy, you know, halftime and beyond, right? And there are some things that I thought that I needed, that I wanted, that I desired, that I was going to have, that I was going to conquer, do when I was in my 20s. And then, you know, some things in my 20s, I thought I was too big for it in my 30s. And so there were those things shifted, right? You start getting into a lot of career things, right? And maybe I'm just talking about the walk that I've had. In my 30s, I started getting into more career things. And in my 40s, I started to wonder if this is the career that I really wanted. And did I really want to do education? Like, is this for real, for real? Then I realized that education was much broader. And then always wanted to do more entrepreneurial things, but just trying to figure out what that thing was as far as entrepreneurial things were concerned. And now that I'm past my 50s, right now, that's where it is. I have to let some stuff go. And I promise you, I'm encouraging you to do so. Let me tell you about this journey of letting go. First and foremost, it's going to be hard. Let me say that from the mountaintop. It's going to be hard because there are some things that we've done our entire lives that we think we still need to do. And what you really need to understand is if you've been doing it your entire life and it hasn't made the difference that you want, let it go. Let me make it a little more plain. If you got closets and closets and closets of clothes that you haven't got into, let them go. I said it and I'm not taking it back, right? I've said that on a podcast before. Like, let them go. Like, what blessed me was saying that somebody else can use these right now, as opposed to me holding on to them for this time that I'm hoping to get back in them. Let them go. Like, we can literally clear out some stuff. Just let some stuff go. Some stuff we forgot we had, let it go. Like, I wanted to make a tangible example. That's what I try to say, a tangible example of what I'm saying. But there are some things that we have to let go, because watch this. There are some things in our lives that are flat out distractions. And I want to even say that I think that it might even be, I'm going to talk to us Christian folk or us believers out there, that we say that this was something that God said to me a long time ago. I was just listening to this app. It's called Messenger X. And one of the things that it was, they were talking to a rabbi on there, and he said, you know, when God will speak to us, and then we keep asking God about, you know, something else, and then God gets silent. And he said, you know, the silence isn't an answer. And he's not going to talk to us again until we figure out what he said the first time, right? Like, I'm not going to repeat myself. This is what God said. I'm not going to repeat myself, right? And what ends up happening is we hold on to things. And this is what I hear God saying right now. We hold on to things that was good for us in a particular season, but they might not be good for us now. That might set somebody free right there. It might have been good for you, but for whatever reason, maybe that season has passed. And are you going to have the courage to let it go? We have too many things that are distracting us. And I'm telling you, while we are holding on to many of those things, we are going to be much more blessed if we allow God to open up our hands and let many of those things go. I have been in this season where I'm asking God, these things that make me nervous, these things that I'm holding on to that I don't want to let go. God, I want to have the courage to let it go. I want to have the courage to open my hands. I want to have the courage to walk in the unknown of this thing so that I can get the blessings. I want to be willing to let it go. These are going to be, these things that we might need to let go are things that we think that we need also, right? I think I need this. I think I need to be doing this. I'm thinking of us, especially women, where we're always doing these things, right? We're always, we have all these things on our schedule. Let some of that go. Let some of it go. Let it at least be a season where you put it down for a while, and then you can come back to it, and because you can come back to it with a new mind, a fresh anointing, to really begin to ask yourself, do I really need to bring that back in my life, right? Because sometimes, again, we are putting things in our lives because it's something we've always done, and I'm challenging each and every one of us. I'm challenging myself to think critically about those things, to see if this is something that I need to keep doing. And watch this. It might be something that you think you need or that you think you need right now, right? So I'm so glad that I call my daughter the warden, and I call my girl Kia the lieutenant warden, because they keeps the sister straight, right? And one of them, because of I've really, in a lot of respects, given them permission to check my blind spots, given them permission to stay on me, they do a very good job of it. Either one of them, both of them, it doesn't matter. But to be asking me and telling me back, do you need that right now? Do you need to do that right now? I'm literally in an argument with Kia right now, because I'm like, you holding this back from me. She said, I'm not holding it back from you. She said, the thing is that it's not even something that you have to do. It's a self-appointed assignment that you're actually trying to do fast, right? And I laughed and laughed, and I said, you didn't have to say that part. That was so petty for you. It's a self-given assignment that you don't have to do right now. There is no test. Matter of fact, it's a covert assignment, because nobody actually knows you're doing it. Nobody actually knows. So you're doing something that doesn't have a time frame, that you put on yourself, that you're adding stressors onto yourself. And right now you need to lay your behind down. That's the conversation. Because sometimes I get this thing in my head where I have to be doing something. I know I'm not the only one. And I need to be thinking about figuring out how to let things go, because they are distractions to me, or I feel like I can't live without it. That's another part of this letting go. We think that it's something that we can't live without. I'm encouraging you to find one or two things. And watch it. Don't start with the hardest things. That might be the thing you need to let go. But if you don't have that type of mindset like myself, who likes to start with the hardest thing, don't do it. Don't just start with one of the easiest things that you think that you can't let go of doing, and begin with that stuff, just because our goal is to make our lives easier, better, while we're on this side of heaven, so we can do more for the kingdom, right? Which is, could be in turn doing more through you for other people. Really, that's what it is, because we're called to be servants of God, right? So you got to be able to let some things go so you can really begin to have the capacity to do that. Now, I know I took a long time on that one. All the rest of them really won't take that long, but I really wanted to make sure that I was clear about what I'm saying here. So that's number one, let some stuff go. Number two, there is more in you to do. I'm talking to you out there. There is more in you to do. There is more that God has put in you to do it. There is more that you have to give. And I'm not talking about if you're one of those people that have already given a lot of your time. That's what I'm not talking about. I'm talking about there is something that's in you that is absolutely life-changing, that God has been dealing with you about, that He is ready for you to take that step. He's going to meet you there. He is absolutely going to meet you there. Somebody out there is praying for God to give them the answers, and He's already put the answer in you. Somebody out there is praying that somebody else does something that He's actually given you the assignment for. I said it. I meant it. I'm not taking it back. He's already given you the assignment, and there's more in you to do. But in order to be able to do that, you got to do some of these other things that I'm talking about. You may say, I don't have the time to be able to do this thing, even though I know this is what God is saying. Well, then you got to go back to number one, let some stuff go. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but some of us are not using our time as wisely as we can, right? I think about that sometimes, and I think about the difference between working smart and working hard, right? And I distinctly remember I was telling you guys when I was in podcast a long time ago that when I was a fifth grade teacher, and I remember being in there getting my evaluation done, and I did well on the evaluation, but I wanted to be on that next tier. And the reality is that I realized I was working hard, but not smart. And smart is about the thinking. Smart is about the strategizing, not playing checkers, playing chess, making smart moves, having to sacrifice something in order to get something better, to get in a better position. That might bless somebody right there. But we have to be willing to sacrifice some of the small things in order to be able to be in position to do the bigger things that God wants us to do. There is more in you to do. But fear can take a hold. Trying to figure out what other people might think, which we shouldn't be doing, but that's going to take hold. How people are going to see you, which is what other people are going to think, that may take hold. Feeling like God has been dealing you to walk away from something or someone, you know, to do that more in you, that's going to take hold. Deciding that I don't know if I have the money or the other resources or the influence, that's stuff that don't have nothing to do with you. That has to do with God. I'm challenging you to challenge Him at His word. Right? If this is what God is saying, it's like, look, God, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. I'm scared to death about doing it because He know you are anyway. I don't know who I'm supposed to do this for, but I'm going to start doing something. Close every door that's not for me and open everything that is. But I want to go about doing what I'm supposed to do, because there is more in you to do. Did you hear me? There is more in you, not your sister, not your girl, not your child, not your mom, but you. There is more in you to do. And I am challenging, no matter what age you are, to go out there and begin doing it, because there's simply more in you to do. If you don't remember anything I said, if this number two was for you, you take it, you run with it, you hold it, you put it in your heart, you take it into your bosom, you take it into your prayer closet, you fast and pray about it, but you meditate on it, but you do what you have to do, because there is absolutely more in you that you can do. We're talking about five things that you need to hear right now. Number one was let some stuff go. Number two was there is more in you to do. Number three is embrace hard things. I do not know if we just got to a point in life where We just don't want to do hard things anymore. We got to this age of technology, this microwave generation where we want things fast. We don't want to work hard. Or maybe my brain is just the one that does that. I distinctly remember being in high school, which was 1,000 years ago, where especially in my English class, where with Ms. Zakarian, who was still the best English teacher on the planet, but I digress, that I would always, when we got writing assignments, I would always take the hardest one. I would always want to do the most challenging one. I would always want to push myself to do something more, right? I don't know where that came from. I just know that I was always pushing myself to do more. And maybe that's just my mentality. Maybe it was because of the way I grew up. Maybe it was the way that I evolved as a result of how I grew up, right? Maybe it was because I was who I was and I was pushed into leadership roles, whatever the case may be. There are a plethora of reasons why this could be the case. And so I'm saying, I'm going to leave room open to say, maybe the world was never in a place where we embraced hard. But I was, right? And so then we evolved, or we were born into this thing of we always want something easy, right? We always want something instant. We always want something right now. And yes, technology can do that for us. We don't want to take the hard route. Things can end up feeling and looking boring to us. And if it is that way, we don't want to have a part in this. But I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you the secret. One of the secrets to life is hard is a rite of passage. That might bless somebody right there. Hard is a rite of passage. Things may not look like you want them to look because they are gift wrapped in hard. They are gift wrapped in difficult. They're gift wrapped in some trials and tribulations. But I promise you, they are the rites of passage. Many of the people who are successful in however you define success got there because they decided to take the journey of hard. They decided to take the road less traveled. One of the favorite poems or parts of the poem that I love about Robert Frost, when it's two roads diverge in the woods, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference, right? Like that's what makes the difference. And I'm encouraging you to not be afraid of hard. And watch this. And hard is only going to be hard for a season. That might set somebody free. And you say, it shouldn't always be this way. No, it shouldn't be. Are you going to want to give up? Absolutely. If you're not, it wasn't hard enough. I'm going to just say that for the people in the back. But it's going to be hard, right? And the thing is, but once you get on the other side, and once you get past that rites of passage that you have to get through, you're going to look back and say, yes, that was hard. Maybe I wouldn't want to do it again, but I'm so glad I'm on the other side. I'm so glad that I decided that I was going to go through whatever it was that I need to go through to get through this rites of passage, because you have to embrace hard. It's not, if it was supposed to be easy, everybody would do it. But because it's gift wrapped in hard, that means that it's only given to a few. Right? To those that are diligently seeking him, to those that are diligently working, to those that are going to actually do the hard work, right, to make the thing happen and are able to pivot and make the adjustments when they feel like they've hit a plateau, right? You could take what I'm saying for these five things in any area of your life. Test me on in any area of your life. So that is number three. Number four is you have to adjust your perspective, right? So one of the things that happened is that God will, for many of us, will show us what he wants us to do. And we can see part of the picture down there, you know, whatever it is down there, I don't even want to give an example, whatever it is down there, he's showing us. But the problem is that many of us don't get started or we don't take the right steps because we keep our eyes focused on the picture at the end instead of coming back to take the steps at the beginning. Right. And so you, even though you can see the picture of where it is that you want to go, you have to be able to adjust your lens to be able to see what's here and now. Because if you keep focused on what's out there, you're going to miss the steps that are right in front of you that you have to take in order to get there. You're going to make the wrong turns. You're going to try to take the shortcuts. You're going to try to cut out some of the things that you don't think is there because you're trying to hurry up and get there. You got to adjust your perspective. See what's out there, but come back to the what's here, what's now, because that's what's going to get you there. And every now and then, look down the road to see what God has shown you. Look down the road to see what that dream is about. Look down the road to see where it is you want to go, and make sure that the pathway that you are on right now is heading in that direction, because sometimes we just get off track. Life happens, things come in our way that we did not expect. It might not have to do anything with you, but it did impact you, right? That can happen at any point, at any time. The Bible even says tragedy reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So things are going to happen. And if it gets us off track, you have to be able to get yourself back on track, which is why I said from time to time, you have to go back and look at where you were supposed to go to make sure you're still on that pathway, because life has a funny way of making us go to a different direction. Distractions are going to come as I talked about. So you really, really, really have to make sure you're doing that. We are talking again about five things that women need to hear right now. I said, number one was letting some stuff go. I said, number two, there's more in you to do. That is my prophetic word to you. Number three, embrace hard because it's a rite of passage. Number four is adjust your perspective. And number five, you got to keep going. That's the benediction right there. You have to keep going. Watch this. If you have to let some things go and things are going to be hard to let those go, you got to keep going. If there's more in you to do and you're trying to get to that place of more, you have to do that. You got to keep going. If you are figuring out that you have to embrace hard because you understand now it's a rite of passage and things got hard, you have to keep going. If you made a mistake and kept your perspective in the wrong place, maybe you're looking too far down the road and you forgot about the things that were here, you have to keep going. You have to keep going. One of my favorite Bible verses is, the race is not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but he, and I like to say, or she, that endures till the end. It's not given to those who get there fast. It's that you endure. Whatever the race that you are called to run, you got to endure, right? One of the things that I don't fear, even though I think about it more, death. I don't fear death. I think about it more because the sister's over 50, right? I think about it more. Like, it's there. It's like over there. You know, it's not right in my face, but I've thought about it more, right? As I think it's smart to do at this time. But I don't fear it because I'm like, God, I haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what you told me to do. And this is what you've given me. I'm calling you on your word about it. This is what I know you've said for me to do. I know the words you've given me. I know that you are going to do just what you said you're going to do. And I got to do my part, because now if I'm not doing my part, then God's not obligated to uphold his. Because even though God has given me this thing on earth that I should do, he's given me the vision, he's given me the dream, he's given me the calling. If I don't do my part, if I'm not doing these things that I'm talking about now, if I'm not letting some things go that might be distracting me, if I'm not adjusting my perspective and getting past the hard, if I'm not doing those things, then yes, I could end up going to see Jesus long before I'm supposed to. That's just what I believe. But I'm over here working like I'm supposed to work, doing what I'm supposed to do, saying the things that I'm supposed to say, because I believe that God is going to honor what he said he was going to do in my life. That's why I don't fear death. I don't tempt it. My mama used to say, oh, don't be tempting death. Don't be out there acting a fool and doing all that crazy stuff. I'm not doing that. But I also don't have to fear it, because I know that God, there is still a work in me. As my pastor, Dave Sean, said, I'm leaving this earth on empty. I'm putting it all out there. I'm leaving it on empty. I hope and pray that there was something that I said today that was a blessing to your spirit, that was something that spoke directly to you. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a chance, just click on the link. A donation is always accepted. You can go to the website. You can send me an email. All that stuff is there, because I want to hear from you. And if this was something that was impactful, make sure that you share it with one of your sister friends, because I want this to get out. Because as I said in the title, this is five things women should hear right now. You decide today to be great on purpose, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.